Aspen summer season officially kicked off last weekend with the Food and Wine Classic. It's an iconic event, and one that also sets the bar for how to manage the far less glamorous side, taking out the trash.
Patron popsicles right here.
It is a blend between Tempranillo grapes and Cabernet.
It's spicy pulled pork.
Very organic vodka.
Before Tempranillos, chew a classical Rioja.
So this is Berlasso salmon sashimi.
The Food and Wine Classic is all about tasting, sampling delicacies from across the country and the world. And that means a lot of half-eaten or untouched food and drinks headed to the garbage.
Compost.
Recycle over here. Compost.
Well, mostly to the compost. Liz Chapman is the City of Aspen's waste reduction specialist. She says historically, the Food and Wine Classic diverts 80 to 90% of its waste through composting or recycling.
They are our most waste-conscious event by a landslide.
There are several reasons for that. One is that the City of Aspen has some pretty high expectations and tough requirements for events that use city-owned property. The Z Green Guide and Checklist is 4 pages long. It boils down to a few key ideas. If you're serving food and beverages, you have to have a compost bin next to every trash and recycling container. And no trashy one-use giveaways like foam fingers. And for consumption events, that also means food and wine has to be in containers that can be composted, recycled, or reused.
That is the highest order. We'd much rather see things get reused, washed, and used again.
Like all the wine glasses at the Classic, but if it has to be disposable.
Compost is the best one that stays local. It's a full closed circle right here in the valley.
That's Jeremy Fries. He's been in charge of all the waste coming out of Food and Wine for nearly a decade. The compost that makes up about half of the 20 tons of garbage is all the food waste, plus about 100,000 plates, flatware, and more. Those plates, they're made of palm leaves found already fallen to the earth in India. It's all destined for an industrial compost facility at the Pitkin County landfill, where it will sit in giant piles, slowly turning to fodder for next spring's plantings. Free says in addition to the environmental benefits, green events are actually less expensive.
It's doing the right thing with the material, number one, and then it's also saving the event money, ultimately, from not disposing of it all as trash.
That's because the landfill fees for trash are 4 times more than those for compost. On the front end, though, separating materials can be both time-consuming and expensive. Food and Wine manages this with a huge force of volunteers who are rewarded with passes. There are 150 people manning the trash stations on the so-called green team every day. But other local events can't offer the same kind of incentives for volunteers that Food and Wine does. Freeze also manages waste for the X Games. There, separating the trash from the compost and recycling looks a little different.
And then we've got a team that actually tear every single trash bag open, go through it, separate it out into the right material and where it goes.
Sorting the 50 tons of waste produced at the X Games takes tons of time. And X Games isn't subject to Aspen's checklist. It's outside city limits, not on city property, and Pitkin County does not have a similar waste program for special events. But Free says the organizers are still dedicated to limiting trash.
So much of it now is it's more of a social thing, and I think where it's become socially expected of a lot of these events.
Just like at Jazz Aspen Snowmass, which Free says is taking steps this year to reduce trash. The key, he says, is pretty simple.
It takes commitment.
That focus on sustainability can strike a strange contrast with the reality of Aspen's flashiest consumption event. But Liz Chapman with the city says that environmentalism and consumerism don't have to be diametrically opposed.
I think what Aspen is saying is come here and have a good time and be environmentally minded while you do it. Make choices along the way that reduce your impact.
Choices that go well beyond just red, white, or rosé. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy, Aspen Public Radio Environment Desk.